7435, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How can I help you?
Okay, I got some things going on. I just got a message over to CAS saying if I could finish out this run and then bring the bus back to the garage and start a back piece that's out to like 9 o'clock tonight. I have no problem doing that. The only problem is because I wasn't quite aware that, you know, I'm relieved as I return, my truck is overtime at 80 seconds. And I really don't want to just leave it at that length, you know, because it's a break-in. And then the second thing is somebody left a cell phone on my bus, and I have it up here with me. I just don't know how to turn the phone off, so I don't want to be passing around, because I don't want people to think that I'm driving, you know, testing around at the same time.
Right, understand. Okay, what's the cell phone look like?
It's an Apple phone. It has some, it's in the, it's ringing right now. Apple phone with glitter, and yeah, and it's, do you hear it going off?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, let me see. How far are you from the end of the line? Yeah, if you want to just pull over and then, you know, just get out of your seat and maybe take the battery off or something if you can't turn it off. If you want to, when you get to a safe spot, get out of your seat and then either try to turn it off or take the battery off of the phone if you want to do that.
Yeah, as far as the battery, because it's an Apple, they don't, the battery is actually installed into the phone, so you can't take the battery out.
Okay, yeah, I don't have an Apple phone, so I don't know about that. Okay, and the other thing, I will call the station agent and let them know about your trip, and I'll get back with you.
All right, cool, and like I said, I could do the run and everything, I just need to be able to, you know, move my truck, that's all.
Okay, understand. I'll call you back. 10:36.